Morning. Will you all please stand and join me with me in the call to worship? In the name of the Lord, we greet you.
We pray that our hearts would be open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, responsive to your gracious word, and that we will be open to go wherever you lead us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May we join in our song of worship, number 520. What?
526.
Oh, because it says 526?
Yeah.
526. God, who is here, in this place, now, in our midst, make your love real here and now, through the risen Christ. Amen. Now may we pray together a prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. We welcome you as we have gathered for worship today on this Memorial Day weekend. And it's the first time we have met under our summer hours. And we're glad that you're here and delighted that you've come to worship with us. My first announcement is in line with Memorial Day. But for those of you who are interested, there will be a Memorial Day service at Oak Grove Cemetery tomorrow at 10 a.m. Of course, it will be in the back by the War Memorial, so if those of you who would like to come, I'm sure all are welcome. Don't forget to pick up prayer cards out of the prayer chest. That's an ongoing thing. We don't mention it every Sunday, but I think it has been meaningful to many of you, and I pray that you will keep on participating in that ministry. We have mentioned a couple of times in the past that we are looking for people to help us in worship. If you would be interested in reading scripture or leading in prayer or worship leading, go ahead and tell either Larry or me. It's Memorial Day weekend, and so we're not really focused on a missions project, but we will be next week when we begin our emphasis on the One Great Hour of Sharing. So that's for disaster relief, and it is the American Baptist Fund that sends relief to people who have been hit by natural disasters and other things. So be prayerful about the One Great Hour of Sharing. Are there other announcements that we might make today? Then shall we stand and sing our song of praise, which is Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, number 174. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Will the ushers come forward for our offering? Should we pray? God, we know all things come from you. May the gifts we give change us and our world. Amen.
I think that the first thing to say is you can hear in my voice that there's something wrong. This has been going on for a couple of weeks, and all my friends tell me it's going to last another month. It's really a nuisance, but more than it is a sickness. But I'm sure some of you others have experienced this coughing thing. They tell us it's viral, but let's pray for all those who are a little under the weather. Are there other concerns and joys that you would like to share this day? It is Memorial Day, and so tomorrow is Memorial Day, and so in a very special way we want to be thoughtful about those who have sacrificed for our country, for their families, for those who serve, and for our country's leaders. Shall we pray? Dear God, we are thankful for the sacrifice that you made in Jesus Christ. We are thankful that it was your love that motivated you to show us the example of how we might live our lives, but also to bear the weight of our sinfulness so that we might be forgiven and transformed. We pray that forgiveness would be made real to us and that our lives would day by day be sanctified by your grace. We pray that our love might increase, that our faith might be strengthened, and that our will to do good might be woken up, might be awakened, that we might do good to each other and in our community and for the world. We do pray for those who are sick, some who are suffering with serious diseases or recovering from surgeries or have been in accidents. We pray that your healing power would be in their lives. We pray for those who grieve and ask your presence with them, and that your presence would enliven them and give meaning to their lives. We are thankful. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our song of meditation is In the Faith We Sing, number 2038, Father, I Adore You. Stand and sing with me.